This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I told you not to use the word bomb or terrorism when it's clearly that. It's to demoralize you. It's to break your will. Michael Savage is coming up, but first a key report on the weaponized system Hillary's using.
My running mate. We're described in the most deplorable of terms.
And that did help me reconnect with what this whole campaign is about. People like me, we're lucky.
It will be abundantly clear soon, you great big basket of deplorables.
I want the entire pool scrubbed, sterilized, and disinfected. It's no big deal.
Oh! You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
No, Your Majesty, this is a very serious problem. The peasants feel you have no regard for them.
What? I have no regard for the peasants. They are my people. I am their sovereign. I love them. Go! Drifting to the left.
This is a call to all American citizens. This is our America. And your very citizenship refuses that you be divided.
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. A person who was demoralized,
I want to hear your views,
is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures,
Trump is racist.
Even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camps, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. If you start right now, here, this minute, you start educating a new generation of Americans, it will still take you 15 to 20 years to turn the tide of ideological perception of reality back to normalcy and patriotism. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation. What matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. The influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., most of the American politicians, media, and educational system trains another generation of people who think they are living at a peacetime. False. The United States is in a state of war, undeclared total war against the basic principles and the foundations of this system. The time bomb is ticking, that every second the disaster is coming closer and closer. Unlike myself, you will have nowhere to defect to. Unless you want to live in Antarctica with penguins. This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Free your mind as it was intended. The left will preach to you terms of Islamophobia, fear-mongering, and bigotry, preying on your 21st century demoralized perspective, normalizing it as the gospel truth, while destabilizing your neighborhood with one crisis after another. Now more than ever, you great big basket of deplorables. You must recollect your own individualism and hold strong to the truth like a mast in a raging tempest. The days of sloth and neglect are waning. John Bound for Infowars.com.
And I gotta tell you, one of the chief deplorables, Michael Savage, joins us straight away.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Michael Savage, and many times he's been on the broadcast, usually just a few times a year, but he's been coming on for many years, says, Alex, you're getting me too worked up. I'm going to lose my voice. I'm yelling. Earlier, I really got mad. Now I started screaming, and my voice is gone. So I'm in trouble here. So you'll have less interruptions the next 30 minutes with Dr. Savage than you normally get because I'm so angry. He was just bringing up during the break the head of the Green Party in the Bundestag in Germany, that's their Congress, saying, thank God we're bringing in nothing but Muslims. Because, you know, Germans are basically bad. We're getting rid of you. Sweden's running a TV ad saying there's no turning back. Swedish TV ad says Swedes must accept multiculturalism. I played the ad last hour and played it again. This just illustrates our governments are consciously turning us over to Islam. And I'll be honest. With 3 terror attacks, the stabbing, the 2 bombings, Hillary for days, you know, saying Trump's wrong for saying bombing, wrong for saying terror. It's like seeing a blue sky, you know, wrong for saying blue sky. Then being forced to now come out and say, I have the clip, that Trump is behind it. It's his fault because he wasn't nice to ISIS because he criticized him. This is the collapse of the mainstream media's credibility. My problem is they're still running the country, but shows Trump has turned the tide ahead in a bunch of polls. There's so much to cover with Dr. Savage, this reported bomber, was shot by the police. He's still alive. We'll roll some video for TV viewers of him being taken out on a stretcher. Two police officers were shot. This guy last year had been bitching about police and was involved with Black Lives Matter. So this is a social justice warrior allied, obviously, with his home religion of Islam, another visitor to the country, another invader, just like the Somali stabbing people screaming Allah Akbar. So, Dr. Savage, you've got the floor. The new book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage, number one New York Times bestseller in bookstores everywhere. What do we do once we get the country back? We'll talk about that in part two. But first, sir, the terror attacks obviously are front and center.
Well, the denial to begin with. The minute it happened, we knew it was an Islamic attack. Everyone did. I mean, let's say this. The first instinct of the Marine Corps-run bombing, Muslim pipe bomb. That was my first reaction. I was right. Second attack, New York, dumpster bombing, Muslim. I was right. How many more attacks have to happen for Muslims till we realize that it's not happening in a vacuum and it's not happening because of evil Donald Trump or because of Michael Savage or Alex Jones? You know, on my Facebook, I get this from the idiots, the liberals. They say, you know, if we didn't provoke them, if we didn't put them down, if we didn't demonize them, they wouldn't do it. And I have to patiently say, study your history. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. They don't learn that at Harvard. They don't learn that at Yale. They don't learn anything. So they don't know that Islam is a warlike, militant, political machine. And they've used the First Amendment, freedom of religion, to infiltrate and conquer every nation they've ever entered. In this country, for example, I was thinking about that this morning at dawn, Alex. I had an amazing sunrise this morning on San Francisco Bay. It looked like fire. I put it up on my Facebook page. It was one of those fire sunrises. The whole world looked like it lit up like something had hit the earth. It was burning. And all I could think about was how, not the Trojan horse metaphor, but specifically freedom of religion. And I said, wait a minute. There are limitations on freedom of speech, aren't there? In other words, you can't yell, kill this or kill that. You'd be taken off the air in 1 second and probably arrested. I have limitations. I have an internal auditor in my head, an internal censor. I don't say certain things because I know that I wouldn't last in the business for 22 years. I'd lose show, advertisers, you name it. So who says that religion should be protected 100% by the First Amendment? For example, what if psychos wake up one day, as they have, and they say they're a witch and they're a religion? Well, then, hey, you got warlocks now practicing witchcraft in the army. This is showing you how sick the country has become. Fine. Well, now let's say someone comes up with a religion and says, my religion says you can kill anyone who's not like us. Is that a religion? Sure. You got the protection of your religion. How about I can rape young children? Sure. It's a religion. No, it isn't. So in other words, if a religion woke up or created or someone created a religion of child molesting, everyone would say, I'm sorry, that's not a religion. If religion said you can kill anyone who's not like you, they said that's not a religion. Really? Well, look into Islam. It says kill the infidel in about 73 different places. If you find the infidel, slash his throat. Kill the Jew, kill the Christian, kill the apostate. So I'm saying right now what moderate Muslims are saying. And I've had some of these people on, mainly they're women, by the way. I've often said, Alex, only the Muslim women can save us from these animals. It's the Muslim women who have to save us from these throwback animals. All the Ahmeds of the world, like the one in New Jersey who claimed the racial discrimination. Didn't you see that one earlier? He sued the town and the police because they dared say that the chicken stand that his whole family was running was causing disturbances. So he got probably the geniuses from NYU Law School, and they sued the police in a little town in New Jersey for racism. You see, everything's racism. That's called the abuse of the First Amendment, get it? So I'm going back to my primary point. Why should everything in a religious book be permitted in the United States of America?
Why are we bringing people from countries that are in perpetual war, the most radical Muslim countries with these Sunnis and Wahhabists, where they're constantly just killing themselves, killing their wives and daughters, pouring acid on each other's faces? They're clearly lunatics. They're clearly under a 1,400-year cult. And so we shouldn't be bringing people here from the region of cult crazies.
Well, it all goes back to Barack Obama. We have a list. You probably have it. You have the greatest information in the business of how many Muslims have come in under Obama Clinton. She was Secretary of State. I think the number was something like 681,000 Muslims have been brought in under Hillary Clinton. Now, how many of them? I keep hearing Most of them are peaceful. Fine. Okay, most of them are peaceful. So what is it, 1% are radicals? What's 1% of 700,000 rounded off?
A lot of people.
Oh, what? What, 10? Do the math faster. You should do it in the fifth grade. 700,000, 10% of 70,000. 1% of 7,000. It's about 7,000 of them. And now 7,000 radicals they brought in. So it's no way, Savage, no, it's not 1% of Muslims are radical. No, no. It's 0.1%. Arkansas, it's not 7,000. It's only 700. So they brought in 700 more terrorists. No, Savage, it's not 0.1%. It's 0.01%. All right, so it's not 70, it's 7. You see what I'm saying? But you still.
But we know the numbers. This latest group, decades ago, it was heretics. It was people that did actually want to live in a freer country in most cases, who are fleeing Islam and were just Islamic with their roots. I've studied it. I know you've studied it. I've had scholars on. Now it's the worst third world areas that they're coming out of, where they're constantly killing each other. It's a bunch of Sunnis who invaded Syria, got their butt kicked, and now are coming through Turkey into Europe, into the United States. Interpol admits, as you know, Dr. Savage, 80% are military-age men. And when they do polls in Europe, upwards of 35% say they will support jihad and suicide bombing. Now, so 35% are terrorists.
All right, so you have a higher number than I do. I'm a liberal on that, Alec. You're the conservative. I'm saying only 1%, but the point I'm making is quite clear. Bring none of them in. Under Secretary Clinton, U.S. permanently resettled 31,000 Somali migrants. Thus, you know, the nice folks from Somalia, 80% of whom are still on welfare 15 years later.
That's right.
31,000 Somalis. Wait, it gets even better. Between 09 and 13, while Hillary Clinton was served as Secretary of Hate, the U.S. permanently resettled 31,000 Somali migrants. We got that figure, right? During Clinton's time as Secretary of State, the U.S. resettled 680,000 migrants from Muslim nations. So when I say scorched earth, Alex, I am talking about a scorched earth policy of Obama and Clinton. It's not in a vacuum. How could people not know this? You played a tape earlier of the former KGB agent. The brainwashing is overwhelming. The people are dumb. If you say anything like this, racist, thisist, thatist, it's the Communist Party USA in cahoots with the progressives. Their goal is to blow America up and remake it in their image. You know, I had a nightmare vision the other night. I said, wait, could it be as bad as some of the conspiracists say, that Obama is actually a front for the Muslim Brotherhood, and that the FBI, which is now in total denial about what's going on in the country and has been for a while, the Federal Bureau of Islam, is it now the Federal Bureau of Islamization, Alex? Is that what it's become?
Dr. Savage, I would hear you 15 years ago on the radio and think, this guy's really smart, but claiming that, you know, Islam wants to take over, it can't, we won't put up with it. Now you have been proven totally right, and they are running TV ads in every major European country saying you must submit to Islam. It is the new culture. I mean, I have ads that I aired put up by the German and Swedish government that I aired last hour where they say you no longer are a Swede. You are a Muslim. So I want to ask you this, sir, world traveled, you know, historian, you name it. What is the master plan by the George Soroses? What in the hell are they thinking?
I don't care what his master plan is. This emigre needs to be rounded up by Interpol, in my opinion. When Donald Trump becomes president, all I can say is George Soros better not be in America. Because one of the first things that Trump has to do, I don't know how many different things he has to do at once. The first thing is the subversives.
I agree. And a good way to start, you just said it. Michael Savage and Alex Jones are calling for the war criminal wanted in many nations, who's overthrown nations financially, allied with radical Islam. We are calling for George Soros to be deported the day Donald Trump is sworn in.
You can't deport him the first day. You can try him the first day. You can bring him in on charges of sedition, for example. Who gave this filthy billionaire emigre, this money changer in the Temple of Beauty, who gave this bum and his illegitimate, crazy family son? Did you see the son?
Totally.
Here's the beautiful part. I had it up on my website. I couldn't believe it over Labor Day. It showed the son of Soros, the biggest party animal now in the Hamptons, in a $72 million house, hanging around with disgusting rap stars, filthy, degenerate models, the whole pack of America.
Oh, if you Google his image, his son,
yeah,
he's totally whacked out of his brain.
This bum, this cockeyed bum, is now hanging out with the lowest of the scum in the rap world, the lowest of the scum from the runways. The gutter rats of the world are now hanging out with Soros' son, party animals. And this man is now going to take his father's ill-gained fortune. And I say ill-gained because, to me, money trading is ill-gained. You want to go into this? I don't know how people can bet against currencies and make a living. I don't know how that's allowed. Can you explain that to me? The man almost collapsed the British pound.
He admits he tries to collapse countries. He's been trying to collapse the dollar for 50 years.
All right. We know who the arch enemy of freedom is. He has a name. In our opinion, he should be tried. In Scorched Earth, I have a whole chapter not only on the head of the snake, but all the subversive groups that I could find in America. It's 2 pages long, Alex. Some of them have benign names you've never heard of. Some you know, ACLU. All of these groups need to be investigated by the new UAC, House Un-American Activities Committee. Now, I know that's a red flag to all of the good liberals out there.
It should be.
Well, it shouldn't be a red flag.
No, no, listen, I want to say this. I want to say something real quick and then let you take over. I've always been for free speech to the most radical level. The problem is they're all organizing and saying they want to shut down talk radio. They want to shut down Matt Drudge. They want to shut down Breitbart. Hillary says the alt-right, that means Michael Savage is the dean, does not have a right to exist. When you start hearing Final Solution, literal Nazi rhetoric that I don't have a right to exist, I've got a black heart, you're evil, Matt Drudge is evil, I'm done. Listen, you come here, you overthrow the country, you bring in radical Muslims, you want to arrest me? The gloves are off, we're going to try you in front of a jury, then we're going to lock your asses up. You want it? We're going to find out who the traitors are. Go ahead.
Alex, you know, the left was famous at agitprop. I believe after this election, whoever wins, we need to have a people's tribunal and have mock trials of Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, George Soros, all of the names that we know are involved with destroying our sovereignty and going after our First Amendment. There's nothing prohibiting such agitprop.
You can be the prosecutor.
Who?
You.
No, I'm not good as a lawyer. I can't even imitate lawyers. But the thing is, Alex, listen, we got to slow down. There's a lot of work to be done because if Trump wins, and it looks like he could easily win unless they do one of two things, and I'm terrified of either of the options. One is the most horrible possibility. If it looks like he's going to beat her, you know they're not letting him get to the finish line. Let's let that hang in the air. Number two, let us say he wins. Well, what happens then? He is surrounded by neocons. They have already triangulated Trump. You saw that last week. He already brought in I think was on your show last week, the former head of the CIA under, was it,
Came out and criticized Trump.
The former head of the CIA under Clinton. He's using him as an advisor.
You're right. It was Woolsey.
Yes, Woolsey. Why would he choose him? I'm already concerned about the whole. Trump will be on my radio show today. By the way, Alex. He's scheduled to be on, and we're going to talk about terror. He's called for profiling today, incidentally, which of course is commonsensical, isn't it? Every cop in the world. I love the newspaper articles in the San Francisco area. They never show a perp unless he's got blonde hair and blue eyes. Can't find the perpetrator. You have to search.
By the way, in Sweden and Germany, they admit that even when it's a Muslim, they replace it with a blurred-out image of a blonde-haired German. And I interrupted you earlier when you were talking about how we go after subversives. When you're a multinational war criminal, former Nazi collaborator that's collapsed dozens of countries like George Soros, what do you do when a foreign power, a foreign group comes in and is trying to overthrow your country? What do we do to these subversives, just briefly? And then let's get back into, I agree, they're going to try to block Trump getting in. He's surging. His wave has turned into a tsunami. He's winning most of the battleground states. What are they going to do?
Why do you think blacks are coming over to him? Because they know she's a liar. I predicted 6 months ago the Hispanic males in particular will move to Trump.
Already happening.
For two reasons. I use common sense. I know these guys very well. They're a macho culture, number one. They don't like an old woman telling them what to do, let alone a woman. Number two, what does an Hispanic worker want? He wants what everyone else wants. I see them around construction sites every day. I bicycle by and talk to the pit crews, the foremen. These guys are building from 6 o'clock in the morning. They're the carpenters. They're the plumbers. They're the drywall. You know what I'm saying? And what do they have? The minute they get some money, they buy a pickup truck. They get some more money. They try to buy a little house in a far-out suburb. I go to KFC on a weekend sometimes. Who do I see there? Hispanic men with their wives and their little daughters dressed up in a little dress. They just came from church. There's something beautiful there, Alex.
And they're driving American cars.
Yeah, but they don't want to be what they left behind in their hellhole, their third world polluted hellhole. They want the American dream. So who is their role model? They want to be like Donald Trump. They know they can't achieve that, but maybe they could be a little bit like him. Maybe some of his money and concept of making money will rub off on
them. Their grandkids could be like Trump. I mean, it took that long for Trump, too.
That's right. That's right. In other words, same in all of our families. My grandfather was an immigrant. Actually, my father was an immigrant. Sorry, not even my grandfather. I'm first-generation American. I keep saying I have one foot in the old world, one foot in the new. So I do recognize how hard it is to be an American if you just get here. But we were taught, learn English. Work hard. You'll succeed. And if you don't, just the way it is, then maybe
and Mr.
Sunday.
Savage, have you succeeded in everything? I mean, you've been successful in publishing, media, real estate, you name it.
It took me 30 years of struggle and being rejected. 1978, I earned my PhD from the University of California at Berkeley with straight A's. Not one university would hire me because I was the dreaded white male. They hired inferior. In every case, they hired women, minorities, and immigrants. And the ACLU proudly said, some Americans will have to put their lives on hold so others may move ahead. You don't know what it's like to shame yourself like I did. I had a sense of failure that no one will ever know. I don't want anyone to know. I was on the verge of suicide, but I wouldn't do it because of my children. I couldn't do that. I felt I had failed my ancestors, that after all this hard work, I couldn't even get a goddamn job teaching in a university because of the racism induced by the illegitimate, filthy scum called progressives.
But they forced you out into the real world where you dominated.
Academia can be the real world. In some real science.
No, I mean, absolutely. But I'm saying they force you to build your own world and look how much bigger it was than in their world.
I'm the worst nightmare they ever had. I have more of an audience in 1 minute of my show than I would have in 1 year in a university.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Okay, so the point is, I get it. This was God's hand. I get that as well. I pray to God. I don't want to go into God, but Alex, when I was at the lowest point of my life,
I
prayed to God to save me. So I could do his work. It didn't happen 2 minutes later. A boom didn't go off in heaven, but I had to wait. I had to wait.
But the dominoes started falling.
But here we are, Alex. But listen, this is just the beginning. Our work's only beginning in January, not now.
I agree. I mean, Trump clearly is going to win by a landslide. They're going to try to steal it. What do we do if they steal it? What do we do once he gets in?
Stop the coming civil war. Take the first word out of it. When I published Stop the Coming Civil War 2 books ago, some really good friends of ours said, take the word stop out of the title. They put start the Civil War.
Yeah.
Start the coming Civil War. There's only so much a people can take until they've had enough. And then their freedom has to kick in because otherwise we're going to be slaves, all of us. There's nothing more to be said, Alex. I'm not calling for war. You know it's illegal. But there's a war going on. You know it. It's called Infowars.com. The information war. But why is the FBI in denial about radical Islam? I asked myself. Well, what if the Muslim Brotherhood had infiltrated them under the Obama administration? Moreover, Alex, I had the nightmare vision that Obama himself was an operative of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I've read this from you know, underground sources now for years. Former intelligence agents said that the Muslim Brotherhood had infiltrated the United States of America and planted a president in there. I know it's crazy, can't be.
No, I heard you 10 years ago. It's all proof. It's happened. It happened. We know out of Kenya they funded the overthrow of our ally in Egypt that was helping everybody live a stable life. I mean, this is evil. Our government allies with Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia.
Scorched Earth, Restoring America After Obama. I hate to keep talking about a book, but
people need to get the book, and it's doing very well.
No, it's my manifesto. It's number one on iTunes as an audio book. It's very interesting. Number one on as an audiobook. There is something going on out there, Alex. Then I wake up, bombings in New York, stabbings in Minneapolis. Is this not Obama's legacy? The scorched earth policies practiced towards the police and the intelligence services, making them look the other way when they know who the terrorists are, not out able to say it. Alex, it's going to get worse, but these horrible events that just occurred were the hand of God. Hillary slipping, hand of God. Terrorist events, hands of God. Every time these things happen, the people open their eyes just a little bit more. They wipe a little bit more of the wax out of their eyes, Alex. Trump, if he wins, that's where our trouble begins. That's where our work
begins.
Well, listen,
I know you're a busy man, but promise me in the next few weeks, months, before the election's over in 49 days, you'll come back on to talk about all this, Dr. Savage.
Only if you tell me you're going to preserve your voice for the rest of the day.
I will. Thank you so much. Donald Trump coming on your show in a few hours. Michael Savage, our guest. Thank you so much for the new book, Scorched Earth. Stay with us. Thank you, Dr. Savage.
You're the best, Alex. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you just tuned in, Dr. Michael Savage was on with us for 30 minutes. I got really upset during the first hour, and I have a problem when I get upset. I scream in a way that really blows my vocals. Because I can scream loud and yell loud without hurting my vocals if I want. When I genuinely get mad, you'll tell my voice is gone for a day or two, and I have just butchered my voice now. Because it's just so fantastical, so cloud cuckoo land, to have Hillary go, I saw the bombings in New Jersey and D.C. today, and it's wrong that Donald Trump's calling it a bombing. And the media hopping around going, oh, yes, it's the fault of Donald Trump. He's so evil. And then Hillary saying, it's Donald Trump's fault. Terrorists hit us. This is not a bombing. It's not a terror attack. And it's the fault of Donald Trump. The terrorists attacked us. It's like 5-year-old debating teams are better. And I'm not joking. I've seen little kids in debate clubs. In second, third grade, they've got them by then, and they're better than Hillary. It's like this propped up, sleepy eyed, brain damaged epileptic. And I'm not, and then they go, well, Joan's making fun of epileptics. No, I'm saying she's running for president. She's falling apart. She's obviously had brain surgeries. They admit she has. She's disintegrating. And they're telling us it's no big deal. Just accept it. I'm not. I will now open the phones up to talk about the terror attacks, the bombings that have hit New Jersey, the stabbing attacks, the ongoing daily events we see in Europe and other areas with the Islamist attack. Ahmed Khan Rahimi, shot by police, Rahim, shot by police there in New York in a shootout. We've got all this going on. But I also want to be clear to people. I am the person. I mean, I'm not bragging. I just want you to get the newsflash here if you're a new listener. I am the person that popularized the term false flag. I'm the person that popularized the term manufactured terror. I'm the person that popularized in terror circumstances inside job. So when I see comments on InfoWars or YouTube, other places saying, oh, look at Jones, it's all false flag, it's all actors, it's all fake. What the hell, this guy would say stuff was fake for years, and now he's saying it's real, he's discredited. What I do is read and look over, especially at night, but also in the morning, hundreds of news articles. I read declassified communiques from Bobby Kennedy wanting to stage terror attacks against the U.S. Embassy in Honduras. I mean, there's thousands of examples. I get a feel for how these people operate. I study the globalists. I read the books they've written, whether it's by Cecil Rhodes or whether it's by John P. Holdren or whether it's by George Soros or David Rockefeller or Carol Quigley. And I pay attention. That's my job. And so what they did in the media for the last 12 years or so after 9/11, I know it's 16 now or 15 now, was they would misrepresent. They'd say, Alex Jones says radical Islam doesn't exist. Alex Jones says George Bush personally planted bombs in the tower along with firefighters in New York. Alex, and they're so deceptive that they might take that clip and play it and say, I said it. You know, out of context, that's what they do. I didn't ever say that. I said radical Islam is being funded and protected by our government. The FBI said they were ordered to stand down and let the attacks take place. That way they can take our liberties here domestically. And then the deal with Saudi Arabia is to give them control globally to take over all these other countries. And that's what I said. That's what I covered. That's what I did. And then now I see Islamic State that isn't a couple thousand Al-Qaeda people in shadowy areas occasionally trying to activate kind of sleeper cell useful idiots go out and carry out low-level asymmetrical attacks for them. Or the FBI finding some mental patient to try to get funding and having them try to blow up, you know, let's say the Oregon, Christmas tree in Portland or in Seattle, like we see. We've covered all that. We know that goes on. When there's evidence of it, we talk about it. And this could have been a staged event, but when you turn loose a 500,000 jihad fighters out of the Middle East and send 200,000 alone to Libya and over 200,000 to Syria, and Western governments give them intelligence and weapons and protect them, and patriots in the government give us all the intel, we break it first because folks know. Good sources give us info. We check it out. Might get me killed a week from now or put in prison. I'm going to publish it. So we exposed it all before it happened, before Syria even took place, before Libya took place, the plan for a failed state. We broke it all down because it's our duty. It's our job. And I watched over 500,000 worldwide jihadis. They're in 20-plus countries right now, 22, 23, 24, depending on how you look at it, murdering, killing, being protected. And I see at college campuses in person, on the street, and at airports, and then online, ISIS flags at political rallies all over, at ISIS billboards, and Islam, radical Islam, being super sexy and cool, and like the new leftist ambrosia in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And then I see Obama working with his cousin and destabilizing Kenya and the attacks on the malls, and are you a Muslim? If you're not, they kill you. And these Christians don't betray Christ. They get killed. They have amazing people. I go, my gosh, all the real radical right-wingers that were saying all this, they were actually right. I wasn't seeing Islam as a big threat globally. I knew it had major problems and was out of control in third world and evil and anti-woman and dark ages and all this, but I wasn't actually thinking the globalists would actually bring it in to conquer us. I thought they were letting some of it in to attack us to take our rights. Oh, it's beyond that. They let them attack us to put the whole NSA control grid in place, which they admit is mainly used against patriots and sovereign nations, to bring down all the sovereign nations under global government and use Muslims as the foot soldiers under collapsing borders and collapsing Middle East to be brought into Central Asia, South Asia, East Asia, Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, to then be the political operatives of the leftists as the actual foot soldiers to go in and destabilize things, to bring in civil emergencies, martial law, and then start arresting the political opponents of Islam, claiming Islam is attacking because you insulted it. And now, I was sure of this about 3-4 years ago. I went from not believing it to having one of the most detailed analysis once I understood it. Once I implemented the understanding with the data I already had, then it brought us a very clear battlefront, full spectrum analysis of exactly what we were facing. And it's abominable. It is absolutely blasphemous. And you can see it. It's the fall of Russia, the fall of Europe, the fall of Canada, the fall of the U.S., the fall of Australia, the fall of the Mediterranean nations, the fall of basically Southeast Asia to Islam. At least using Islam as the frontline shock troops to start civil wars, then the globalists come in behind and clean up. But if you look at the actual battle layout of this, I don't think they'll be able to clean it up. I think it is an Islamic takeover, a satanic Islamic takeover. But if you study the way Islam has been deployed in modern times, it is a satanic religion. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I'll just say it here and be a major target. I don't care. I'm already a target of the New World Order. It is a satanic movement. It is devil worship, basically. And it is an attack on knowledge, an attack on freedom, an attack on free will, an attack on women, an attack on art, an attack on literature, an attack on culture, being directed by the sycophantic left who hated art and literature and culture and Renaissance. That's why they set themselves up with major banker funding as those that gave out money to all the arts and film to be the controllers of it, so they could say that they were the ones, the guardians of art, the controllers of art, those that progenerated the art so they could control it. But now they know they can't control it. Hollywood's falling, so now they want to kill it. And they're flipping back to Islam, merging with the new leftist political correctness of social justice warrior systems like Sweden and Germany, saying your culture's dead. It's bad if you're a German. It's bad if you're Swede. You will wear the hijab. You will take a Muslim man. Your time is over. If they crap in the pool when you're there with your kids, you worship it. You submit to it. You are cuckold. You are broken. You are fallen. Submit. And so that's the battle plan. That's the program. That's the piece of art the globalists are producing. That's who they are. And there's no doubt about it. You know, Savage, I wanted to interrupt him because, you know, he was on target with official numbers about 600,000 Muslims under Obama and the rest of it. Remember, we first broke 2.5 years ago that they were bringing people in from Latin America with no IDs. Most of them weren't children. They were being brought in with the diseases, you name it. And the Border Patrol was ordered just to stand down and keep it secret. It's the same thing with the Muslims. It's just kept secret. We don't know. But the numbers must be extremely high from what I'm seeing around the country. Just like Europe, the first few years, they claimed it was 100,000. It was millions. So this is really serious what's happening. And you have to understand, the average Muslim is a victim of the cult they're in, the Wahhabist cult they're in. The average Muslim is a sad person. I would rather be free. I didn't want to bomb them. I was against those wars. I wasn't for the clash of civilizations. I tried to stop this. Here's the deal. We didn't stop it, and it was worse than I thought. I mean, look, I've got blind spots. We have a lot of sources. We have a lot of data. We have a lot of the emails and hacks. But when I talked about Hillary's crimes and first broke it 4 years ago with Tosh Plumlee and others here, CIA whistleblowers, about her and the foundation and her and the State Department and the weapons and the systems that were being transferred. I never thought when she was representing world leaders, I thought it was just against the U.S. And she was just selling out our interest. It was worse than I thought. She was even representing the Chinese president and more than 30 other leaders selling out their interest to corporations. But that's what Spectre is. I mean, that's what the James Bond villain organization is, which Ian Fleming admitted was based on real organizations MI6 had faced. And then MI6 had faced infiltration by groups that they didn't know who the hell ran them. They would just take cyanide. If you caught them, they'd be dead. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, folks, is an evil ancient organization so powerful, we don't even know who it is, okay? But then I look at the infiltration of the Masons by Muslims. I look at a lot of their regalia, and I'm not saying the Masons are involved. I'm saying it's so big that it's just in everything, and I think it's Islam. And something behind Islam. But I'm telling you, Islam is Satan's sword. Islam is Satan's sword. Islam is the New World Order skeleton key. It's the thing they use to open every door. It's always popping up. And you're like, well, yeah, and that's to go kill Muslims and blame it on them. Exactly. But you kill 1.5 billion Muslims. You know, you kill millions of them. More just pop up. And makes it stronger, you understand? We're kept in a weakened state to never fight. They're put in a state to make them stronger. You actually study this. This is a takeover, folks. And it is anti-woman. And that's why you know it's satanic. Everything this thing does, when you get down to the base of Satanism, is about attacking women and the life force energy that God gave us. And a lot of this isn't in books either, folks. I've done deep study. It's so complex, I can barely even grasp it in my mind. But I am seeing the master design of the enemy because I'm throwing away all the preconceived notions I had and just really looking at the raw data, and it is horrible. Look at how everything Monsanto creates doesn't create its own seeds again. See, it's killing the life force, the progenitor, the engine, the earth at every level, with the chemicals, the radiation, the Terminator seeds, the way they're going with humans, where we won't be able to have children unless it's artificial, is about ending procreation. And you target the female to do that. This is a satanic force targeting creation. And I'm just here. I openly declare war against it. I mean, I've already declared war against it, obviously, but I just want to spiritually and openly here declare war and hope for God's providence and strength in this, because I'm very weak against the enemy. I need God to give me self-control. And all of us need to ask God for the guidance and the directives against this, because most people can't handle being a true Christian or loving God, because if you do, you're going to get discernment. And then it's like jacking into Niagara Falls and you've got a straw trying to drink it. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're already seeing pure evil on this planet. And it's only going to get worse until we, the people, stand up and say no. And you notice now, this studio gets hotter as the day goes on. I'm not even sweating right now. The last few weeks, I've been here just sweating every day, even though it wasn't that hot, because I just felt like I wanted to scream and yell and just say all this, but I didn't do it. And now that I've done it, I'm not sweating. I've been sweating bullets wanting to say all this. And you know what? I'm just going to say everything I think. I don't care. I don't care where the chips go. I don't care what people say. I don't care about MSNBC. I don't care about the New York Times. I don't care about any of you. You people are lost, and you know it. You have sold out to pure evil. I feel sorry for you. What is your problem? Good God, you are allied with Saudi Arabia that has women in literal bondage, and men are in bondage as well. The most evil country probably in the world, other than North Korea. Why? Why? And it's because you're followers. You are open servants of evil. I've got to stop right there. I haven't even plugged anything monetary today. I plugged once last hour we have a new free app that's got free video streams and exclusive streams and news alerts, and it's about to be upgraded in a few months with some even cooler stuff. You go to Infowars.com/app or app, Infowars.com/app. We're going to have a pop-up if you're on a handheld device so that it pops up so you can download it for free, Droid or iPhone. Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/app. This is the new app, okay? Our last one's 5 years old. It's got over a million people downloaded. It's great. It's just audio and a news feed. This one's audio, video, alerts, a bunch of new stuff's going to be added just on a routine basis in the next few months. There's new features will be added. Costs us a lot of money to make this app. A bunch of other stuff's going to be added to it. And the most important thing you can do is send this app on to your friends and family. Send them the link, Infowars.com/app, to as a text to everyone you know with a cell phone or a, quote, smartphone. Send Infowars.com/app to them as a text link and say, hey, download this amazing free app to get all these amazing first look at videos and breaking news. Explain to them that this reaches 30 million people a week, that this is the cutting edge. Say, hey, this is the cutting edge. It just came out. Free app. InfoWars Live. Infowars.com/app. We're going to have a breaking live videos. There's going to be so much, folks. Infowars.com/app. We're also running a special until Wednesday where you can get Super Male or Super Female Vitality, which is just known herbs, concentrated, cold pressed. And it's just counters a lot of the globalist onslaught with the chemicals in the food and the water, in my experience. You just try it out for yourself. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. InfoWarsLive.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. I want to open the phones up at 800-259-9231. What do you think about the New York, New Jersey, and Minnesota attacks? You think I'm wrong? Because it is a false flag. The globalists brought them in. It's not a micro false flag.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
You see, they've got most people in a trance as classical tyranny is set up all around us. Those of us who aren't in trances, are vigilant and are trying to stop what's happening. But once the dam breaks, once the next big world war starts or the economic collapse or both, people are going to be ready to hear the truth like never before. And they're going to remember what you told them, what I told them, what others told them. And that's why there's a lot of hope, because the globalists are in serious trouble. I'm going to go to Tom in London and Nick in Minnesota and Eddie in Michigan and John in Wisconsin. Alex was an Uber driver in New York. A lot of folks, I don't like Uber because it's trying to have driverless cars in the future and create a monopoly. They announced by 2025 they're going to have a monopoly of cars. That's if the globalists let them. And Rahm Emanuel's brother is heavily involved. But I don't blame Uber drivers themselves for having a free market service that I think is great. I think where Uber's going is bad, but I didn't jump on the bandwagon of saying, look, Uber gouged people after the shooting in New York. It's an algorithm. A machine runs it. And when you go from, say, having 500 calls to 3,000 calls or 4,000 calls in a minute, people trying to get out of an area, the computer just charges you more because of peak time. It wasn't consciously doing it. But that's the problem with machines. You've given over your control. So that's just an example. Go into your phone calls here in just a moment. But before I go any further, again, briefly, we have reporters in New York are coming up 30 minutes to the next hour on the scene. We have reporters all over the country. We're hiring more people. We're doing everything we can in the face of the New World Order to do the best job we can. That's why we need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get water filtration systems and get books and videos and to get high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds that produce seeds and continue the life cycle. From 1,000 seeds, you can get 10,000 seeds. From 10,000 seeds, you can get a million seeds. I mean, depending on the type of seed you're talking about. We're here to basically counter everything the spirit of the New World Order is involved in. And whether it's seeds or water filters, they're the very best at the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I didn't plug for an hour and 45 minutes, so now I'm plugging twice here at the end of the hour because we're doing okay because I plugged a lot in the last few months. The last month or so, I've not been plugging. We're starting to lose money. So I'm kind of getting to that position of support us, pray for us. You can obviously see the mission is important. Even though we're not perfect, we're doing the best we can. All right, who should I go to first? Where should we go? Should we go to Nick with the mass Islamic stabbing that wasn't Islamic stabbing? Tom in London on Trump and terrorism? John in Wisconsin on the bombing? Let's talk to Alex since he's in New York. And by the way, you know what? I'm going to go to Alex in a minute. I don't want to cut Alex off. Now, the Associated Press is reporting, this just came in, that Ahmed Khan Rahimi, get it right that time? Rahimi, yeah. Ahmed Khan Rahimi was found in the doorway of like a restaurant, coffee shop, and they called him about the bum that was there when the police came. He was discovered. He had a gun reportedly, and a shootout began. See, I couldn't be a cop because I knew that it was the reported bomber. I wouldn't even let him. He shot two cops before they shot him. I couldn't be a cop because I'd be trigger happy. An Afghan immigrant wanted for questioning, a little sweet immigrant. It's almost all the terrorists are immigrants, but it's okay because, see, they're coming from countries where it's their job to kill us, so it's all right. It's their culture. An Afghan immigrant wanted for questioning in the bombings that rocked the New York City neighborhood and New Jersey shore town was captured Monday after being wounded in a gun battle with police that erupted when he was discovered sleeping in a bar doorway. The 28-year-old appeared conscious, his upper right arm bandaged in blood, as he was loaded in an ambulance. Two officers were wounded in the shootout but were not believed to be seriously hurt. He was a naturalized U.S. citizen from Afghanistan. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us for your phone calls in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.